Because you've got to keep listening, David.
Yes.
Otherwise, you just get gig pics rolling up, winning the £5,000.
Sure.
You got
sure,
it?
Sure.
Yeah. You've got your little mug of destiny.
Here it is.
Got the dice.
I've got the dice. I'm ready to go.
It's a 10-sided die.
It's one of those 10-sided dice you play Dungeons & Dragons with.
Yeah, that's, it is, to be honest. Yes. And strange that you knew about that as well.
Oh, I had my time.
Gallifrey!
Right, okay, so we've asked you two questions so far. You will need the answer to those. Here's the brand new questions. Question number three, and you can't cheat. I did it twice. Who am I? David, roll the dice. It's going to find out what line we're going to go to.
Line 8.
It's Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Christian.
And good morning to David Tennant.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Good morning, Richie. I don't want to leave no one out.
Well, don't leave anyone out. That's nice.
So, listen, Jim, well done then. You're on line 8. I need the first answer to what was roughly 3,200 kilos?
The gold in the Italian job.
Get it. Oh, it's a good, nice little trivia question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Who knew he was Welsh?
Yeah, maybe one.
Who knew? None of us knew. That was terrifying, David. I hope you haven't got accents. Can do. Are you playing an American in this new American thing? I'm
that
worried.
That was my American.
I didn't do that at the audition. 7, 9, 18. What's next and why, Jim?
25, the birth date of the Beatles.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
Can you believe that? That went within two shows. I thought that was
yeah,
run
but
forever.
Beatles fans are quite, you know, they can be quite obsessive, can't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I'll say. And here's the third question. I did it twice. Who am I? Jim.
I think it's Gus Grissom.
Who's Gus Grissom?
Now you're going to ask who's Gus Grissom.
Yeah, go on. Who's Gus
from
Grissom?
CSI? Gil Grissom, do you mean?
No, Gus Grissom is...
It's his brother who didn't do very well. He tried to get into the force twice and bailed out.
He's CGI.
That was Gus Grissom.
Was it?
What? Who?
Hello, we're back on that conference call.
Oh,
is this Israel?
Have we got Stephen in Canada?
Quick, Lionel Richie. Jim, what do you think the answer is? I did it twice. Who am I?
Right, Gus Grissom, and he's a guy who went into space twice.
Ah.
He did what twice?
I think he's the only astronaut to go into space twice.
Wasn't that Laika the dog or something?
No, I think Gus forgot something. He went back up there.
Went back.
Yeah, went back to get his passport. Sorry. Well, Jim.
Yeah?
It's not the right answer.
Oh, right, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, you've got
a lot of
these things, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, Jim.
It was a good attempt.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, it's a right answer.
Yeah, but it's not the right answer, is
well,
it?
How are you
it's
like, to know? I did it twice. That doesn't really narrow it down.
Well,
lots of people who
congratulations.
Did twice.
Welcome to what's called a popular quiz. You don't go on to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and then go, oh, well, Chris, that is a answer.
But surely the definition
and can
of
I have a million pounds?
Surely the definition of a question
is that you have a definitive
has to be
answer.
One answer, which is definitive. I did it twice. It's that a could be anything.
The answer I have is a definitive answer to the definitive question I've just asked.
I'm not sure about
Stick
this.
To the stage. You Can't Cheat is back at 9:15.